Five Spice Street is the first full-length novel by Zhang Jue to be translated into English. It's set in an unnamed Chinese city where residents speculate about the life of the mysterious Madam X. It's a combination of political parable and surreal fantasy. Karen Genant and Chen Zeping did the translation, and Yale University Press is the publisher. I'm very pleased that it brings Shan Jue to our show today, and accompanying her is Alan Sharfman, in case we need any translating, although I understand that you speak English rather well. Welcome to our show. Now, your real name is Deng Zhehua, right?
Yes.
Why did you choose Shan Jue as your pen name?
It have a double meanings.
Mm-hmm. What are those meanings?
One means dirty snow.
Dirty snow? You want to be called dirty snow?
Yes. It's spring when the snow is going to melting.
Now,
another meaning is pure snow.
Ah, so it can be dirty or pure.
Yes, that's my personality.
And this is something that can happen in Chinese and maybe Japanese, but few other languages. The nature of Chinese that the same sound can have two separate meanings. Right?
Chen Xue is my pen name. Mm,
I know your real family name is Deng.
Deng Xiaohua.
And Deng is the name of the former leader of China. Are you also from Sichuan?
No, I'm from Hunan, a southern province.
Also spicy food. Mm-hmm. Would, in reading this book, would Chinese readers recognize your unnamed city? Would they know? Is it based on a real city?
That's really way
That's very vague.
Mm-hmm. Vague.
It's she intends it. Mm. You intend it to be vague.
No,
I did not intend for there to be any specific location in China.
Mm-hmm. I've read that you may be the only woman who writes in the avant-garde tradition in China. How did that happen?
That's quoting my personality.
You were influenced by many Western writers, people like Kafka.
Maybe in daily life, I'm a reactionary.
You're a reactionary? Is that what she said?
In daily life, I'm a reactionary.
Well, someone like Kafka makes real sense when you look at what's gone on in China over the years.
A lot of West classical writers influenced me in early 80s.
Are they all available in Chinese? Could you read?
Yes, at that time.
Who else other than Kafka?
Dante, Shakespeare.
Not bad.
Cervantes.
Cervantes.
Spanish, mm-hmm. Right, great. Borges. Calvino.
Mm-hmm.
And even Bible.
You have a very good taste in Western literature. What are the challenges of being a woman in a male-dominated field of writing in China?
There have been a lot of obstructions in my life.
Mm-hmm. Because you are
a
woman?
As a writer.
Because you're a woman or because of the way or the things that you write?
Because I'm a woman and mainly because as a writer, as a woman writer. Mm-hmm. But in daily life, no.
Why is the life of Madame X such an intriguing thing for all the residents of 5 Spy Street?
That's because every people in 5 Spy Street want to themselves become ex-madam.
They want to become like her. Well, they talk about how old she is, about her sex life,
yes.
about her habits, and none of them seem to agree, but she is fascinating to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 这是因为在每个人的那个心灵的深处，他们都想过上一种像那个Madam X 这样的理想的生活，但是他们又不敢。
Yes, that's because in all of the hearts of each character on 5 Spy Street, they would like to have a life that is like Madam X's, but they do not dare to.
Although at one point in the book, the narrator says that everything Madam X's family did was done purposely to destroy 5 Spy Street's social system.
这种害怕是每个人心里都会有的，就是假如我都会这样想，假如我去像他那样做的话。
There's a type of fear that anyone would have about this kind of destruction, even if it was myself.
那就会有那个毁灭性的灾难对于我们自己了，每一个人都是这样。
And it would be destructive to anyone, even if it was myself or even if it was anyone else.
Well, China, at least during the Cultural Revolution, insisted on a certain conformity, and Madam X does not conform. So is that what makes her dangerous?
我的小说跟那个中国的表面表层的这个社会政治这些没有多大关系。
I do not. My novel does not have a very strong connection with any of China's political or historical events.
But you have mentions of re-education in the book, and that is a phrase that we remember from the Cultural Revolution.
那只不过是外部的那个 materials， 我那个拿它来做我的那个，做成我的那个故事。
I use some remnants of history, as material.
我还没讲完哦。
And I use that to go, but that's just on the surface.
我的那个我的要写的故事是。我自己心灵里面的那个深处的那种情感的故事，也是关于人类的那个情感的故事。
My story is the story that I have deep down inside my own heart, and it's also a story of humanity.
我想每一个人在自己的内心的深处都会有这种欲望。
I believe that all people in deep in their hearts.We'll all have these types of desires.
想要成为 X 女士这样。
And everyone wants to be Madam X.
But Madam X, they say, is a witch or a sorceress. Do people still believe in witchcraft and sorcery in China today?
有没有人相信那个？
还是有，还是有，在。
There is some remnants of that.
There are rumors that she has many mirrors and that she looks at herself in them all the time. Why is that something that people would even talk about?
为什么有那么多镜子？
镜子，因为每个人 everyone wants to see what he or she looks like themselves.
Well, this is a book about many people expressing different ideas, and it reminds me of the Western tradition of the unreliable narrator. Is that something that's also common in Chinese literature?
西方传统的不可靠的一个笔者。 这个在中国文化有没有一个不可靠的一个笔者？
还是我的那个传统 my tradition is from West.
Mm-hmm.
That's my tradition.
So the unreliable narrator is something that you related to when you started reading that.
Mm.
The way different people see the same story, the way people tell the story from their own personal perspective.
Mm.
You even have that with the in the case of the narrator, the writer begins to refer to himself in the book, and you wonder whether the narrator and the writer are the same. And since the writer is a male, we wonder whether it's anything like you.
Yes. Writer is 最像我自己.
I believe the writer is most like me.
Uh-huh.
我把我自己 分成很多部分.
I have divided myself into many different parts.
但是每一个角色的身上都有我自己的那个影子。
But there is a little bit of my shadow on coming off of every character in Five Spice Street.
In the end of the book, the people elect Madame X as their representative. That despite all of the scandal, they've still come to respect her in the end?
最后他们都尊重她。因为这个Madame X是他们每一个人的理想。
That is because Madame X is actually everyone's ideal.
是他们的那个未来。
And it's also their future.
Didn't you write this book in 1988?
Yes.
Was it published in China at the time?
Yes. At the time, I don't know what reason. They caught a lot of pot. They said too much things about sex.
They said there was too much sex in it. Is that what bothered people the most? The sexual part is was it censored?
那个 sex 有没有被限制？
在那个时候有。
At that time, yes, it was censored.
Uh-huh. Has it been reissued in its complete version? It's unabridged version.
有完整的一个本。这还是有限制，在中国。
There is some censorship of sex.
Still.
他问的是你的小说有没有被就不能看。就是这个新的，就是2002年出的那个新的里面还有一些地方有。
Even in the 2002 version of Five Spice Street, there are some censored parts.
Has that been the case with some of your other books? How many books have you written?
A lot of stories, novelettes, novels. I have five novels. And commentary book, essays.
Five novels, and how many?
A commentary book of essays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of.
And a lot of short stories. Mm-hmm. And are they all? Have you run into the problems with the censors with the other ones as well?
其他的作品都没有.
I have not had censorship in any other of my works.
So is that why this book was chosen to be the first one to be translated? Because it's the sexiest.
是不是因为性的关系，他们选择就翻译这本书？翻译这本书，不是，这是我自己选择的。No, I chose this book myself.
Mm-hmm. So even though it was written in 1988, you feel this is the first book you want to represent you in the outside world.
Yes, represent me, the most successful, I think.
Mm-hmm. And have others been translated into other languages, or is this the first translation outside of of the Chinese?
有日文的有七本书了吧。
I have seven books published in Japanese.
那个英文的这是第五本。
And this is my fifth book to be published in English.
另外还有两本，明年可能后年就要出来。
And there are two more coming up in next year and the year after.
还有法文的有两本。
And two books published in French.
德文的也有一本。
And one book published in German.
意大利的那个也有。
And also in Italian.
Well, I don't know what language Susan Sontag read you in, but she's quoted as saying, if China has one possibility of a Nobel laureate, it's Shan Jue. So that's a nice little thing for someone to have said about you.
我不知道他是在什么地方那个谈的，但是我听说了，他听编辑告诉我了，他非常喜欢残雪的小说。
I do not know where she wrote that, but I've heard from my editor that Susan Sontag enjoys 残雪's novels very much.
And Sanjay will be giving a reading this Thursday at 4 o'clock at the Whitney Humanities Center at Yale University in New Haven. Her book, called Five Spice Street, is published by Yale University Press. My great thanks to her and to Adam Scharfman for being my guest today on the show. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. And I hope you gain success with this book and we can get some more of the book because this is really quite wonderful. The translation is also quite wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.